sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two here on this terrific Tuesday, February 4th, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
How are things going at the new location, downtown location, all this snow happening in Gaylord?
Man, it's wonderful. Thank goodness we have a great awesome winter this year, being right next to the snowmobile trail with our new location. It's been great, man. We're getting ready to do our first official event for Valentine's Day, a nice plated dinner, which we just don't get to do that kind of stuff at our downtown location.
Right. Yeah. Haven't been able to do that in a while, and ends up being on a Friday night. That's a week from this Friday. Is it going to be a special menu, or are you just basically allowing folks to order off the menu?
We do have a special menu, so it's stuff that's not on our regular dinner menu, completely different. Couple of options, like a surf and turf for two is on there, pasta, couple of salads, wonderful desserts, couple of drink cocktails, dessert cocktails as well. So definitely a unique menu for Friday and Saturday. Actually, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're taking reservations for Valentine's dinner.
Okay, very cool. And what are the hours of operation over there at the Southern South location?
So most days it's 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., except for the weekends. We go 8 a.m. till noon with breakfast, and then we're open till about 11 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays. And then Sunday we do brunch 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we'll close up at 10 p.m. on Sundays.
On Sundays. Excellent, excellent. Very good. And again, all this information is on the website?
Yep, ironpigsmoke.com.
Excellent. Good, good, good. Well, I wanted to get that out of the way because a lot of people were asking me about reservations, or do you just walk in, whatever, but you are actually taking reservations for Valentine's Day.
We are, absolutely. You can message us on social media. You can also call us at 989-448-2070 to book your reservation. Again, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday evening.
Okay, 448-2070.
Yep.
Okay, excellent. Good deal. Well, I wanted to get that housekeeping out of the way because yesterday I put out a call to action to have my listeners contact their state reps and state senators about those 85 bills that Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed late, according to our Constitution. Have you been following that story at all?
I have been a bit, yes. I find it rather intriguing.
Well, here's the thing. I spoke with my state rep, John Roth, yesterday after the show, and he's got some information for us, and I wanted to pick your brain this morning and discuss it with you. Public Acts 191 through 275, basically, of 2024, were sent to Governor Gretchen Whitmer late. She signed some of them as late as January the 22nd, just a couple of weeks ago. And according to the Constitution, That's a violation. Those bills were signed into law late and therefore really shouldn't even be in effect. And what John told me, you're familiar with Andrew Fink, who was the Supreme Court Justice candidate for the Republican Party.
Yep.
Former state representative attorney. He's been hired by Matt Hall to be the legal counsel for this legislative session of the Republicans' House majority. And he had a very interesting advice perspective on this that I want to get your perspective on. He said that the state reps and the state senators, Ian, did not have legal standing to bring a lawsuit.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, well, he's got some advice for us. I want to get your perspective on it and see what you think. So we're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. We'll be right back.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy. And I know you're crazy busy, man, but when you get time, we got to do a new commercial for you. Get that into the
rotation. I was just thinking that same thing, actually.
Yeah, the computer randomly selects my commercials throughout the show, and that one popped up, and I'm like, speaking of the man, there he is right there. Hey, what John Roth, my state rep, told me was that they, as a caucus, Matt Hall and the Republicans, consulted with their new attorney, Andrew Fink. And he said that legally, he didn't think it would be the best legal strategy for the Republicans, because yesterday I was calling for all 58 Republicans in the House, all 18 senators in the Senate, in unison together, file a like a class action lawsuit, basically, with all them as, you know, people filing as plaintiffs. And he said Fink told them that what we need to do is go through these bills to find an individual or a business that would be negatively impacted by any one of these 85 bills, to have an attorney then bring a lawsuit against the governor for signing them, number one. Number two, I asked him point blank, Ian, I said, who in the heck sent those bills to the governor and sent them to her late for signature, for signing? And he said, well, of course, that's the Democrat Secretary of the House. Okay, sue her as well, and also bring it on constitutionality as to whether or not it was within our timeline based on the Constitution, based on statute, based on laws. If they were negatively impacted by any one of these bills, could be the precedent that causes all 85 of them to be found unconstitutional. What's your guttural reaction to that theory?
Yeah, I completely understand what Andrew Fink is saying about standing. It's interesting perspective to find a person or a business owner that could be negatively impacted, and then you would seek a declaratory action in your local venue. That's essentially what we did once we got out of administrative court, and then, of course, we did that again. You know, if you were to try and create a class of those Republicans in the House, basically, and I'm sure he would probably agree with this, again, I'm not an attorney, but just my experiences have told me this.
Right.
You don't, if a group of Republicans were to sue, that most likely would go to the Court of Claims. And I'm always saying it, the Court of Claims is the swampiest of swamp court venues. Not a single good decision revolving around anything COVID related ever came out of the Court of Appeals, let alone Court of Claims.
Right.
So Court of Claims is where that, you know, call it a class action lawsuit or deck action, declaratory action, if you will. That I see what he's saying. Versus, like, let's say one of these things impacted me and my business. I could then take and sue, but most likely what would happen is I would seek that declaratory action in my local court, either where I as a person live or my business operates. So if I lived in Otsego County, but my business operates in Grand Traverse County, I could then sue in Grand Traverse County or Otsego County. And I think he's right on. It may be a bit of a longer process to find those individuals, but I think that he probably is correct, and that would be a better route to go than crossing your fingers and hoping for a halfway fair judge in the Court of Claims.
Well, my question then to you, sir, do you think this is something that your attorney, David Delaney, would consider looking at least the list of the bills, to see what the synopsis paragraphs are, to see if there's any one in there that out of 85, I got to believe you and or the Iron Pig operation has to be affected by some of these bills. Other business owners can do the same thing. But I think this is something we definitely need to look at, because if we could get one lawsuit filed, what it would basically do, from what John Roth explained to me, Ian, it would basically, in the filing of the lawsuit, your attorney would ask for an immediate injunction to basically stay the implementation, the effect of the bills, until the case could be heard. And that might force it to be on an expedited basis, but it basically would handcuff the governor and the Democrats from doing what they did. And some of these bills are outrageous as far as some of the things that they're doing. I don't know if you got a chance to listen to the show or read any of the bills that they submitted, but some of these are just absolutely egregious.
Yeah, and I would echo that sentiment in that filing. anybody should request a stay or a temporary TRO, temporary restraining order, halting any implementation of those 80-some bills. That would be the way to go. Now, that does not mean that that judge would grant that stay necessarily, but it would be foolish to not request a stay in any of those filings, 100%, yeah. And to add to that, it is – I can't speak for my attorney. He does have a pretty big caseload, including potentially a new lawsuit against the RWE solar development here in Gaylord. The Otsego County Planning Commission approved the application for the RWE 45th parallel solar development here in Otsego County. So there is going to be a new action coming out of our local court against that very soon, since they did just pass that. I can't get into it because there's so many intricacies to it, but Otsego County doesn't have the correct ordinance, and they passed it basically with an incorrect ordinance, so it nullifies RWE's application more or less. So there, I'll ask and see, but I'll tell you, it's something that would be right in his wheelhouse.
Oh, absolutely it would. He would be an expert on a lot of this. Pulled up the information that I received from Adam DeAngeli from Rescue Michigan, and he said these bills cover a huge number of policy topics, everything from imposing burdens on charter schools to raising hotel taxes, punishing hate speech as hate crimes, and mandating the destruction of perfectly good firearms, and many, many others. That's the topics of these bills. And again, I just find it ironic, interesting, that they, as Republicans, are being told they can't do anything. But at the same time, I mean, the governor is the one that was presented these 85 bills late. And under whose authority were they delivered? And number two, she signed them beyond the deadline. I mean, the last one she signed in was January the 22nd, just a couple weeks ago.
Well, think about what we know. We know that these are people that look at Michigan's Constitution as merely a roadblock. And honestly, not even that. They couldn't care less about the Constitution during COVID. The Emergency Powers of the Governor Act, that was overturned by the Michigan Supreme Court in November of 2020. 3 days later, they turned to the Department of Health and Human Services. So these are people that fundamentally just do not believe in that governing document. So nobody should be surprised that they're trying to backdoor these 80-some bills that were just improperly the entire process wasn't followed. Now they want to take things out. Basically, taking things out of the Constitution that they didn't follow. That's really what they're trying to do. And we just can't allow it. If we're going to allow them to do it, what does that mean for future administrations, that they just don't have to follow the Constitution? It's ridiculous. Either party that's doing it shouldn't be doing it, and we've got to hold any and all of them to account. It's that simple.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I just forwarded that information from Rescue Michigan to your email. And if you simply want to forward it to David Delaney, all the public acts 191 through 275 are in there. So he can take a look at those and then decide if he's got time or energy to maybe explore it more. Because I got to believe something is in there that affects some business or some person in the state of Michigan. Destructing perfectly fine, good, functioning firearms. I don't know, maybe is that something Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey might be looking at? So anyway, we've got to look at this, hold them accountable. But man, if we could stop 85 of those bills passed by the Democrats in the House and the Senate, obviously signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, I think it would be a good thing for us to do as liberty-loving patriots.
Yeah, you know, listen, in my opinion, and I think this has generally been proven out, the more laws passed generally mean fewer freedoms. And here's 80-some of them that they're trying to just push through basically unconstitutionally. So I agree with you 100% that these things need to be looked at. They need to be adjudicated in a proper way.
Yeah.
And we just need to follow the Constitution. It's there for a reason. It's been there for a number of years. And why all of a sudden in the last four or five we just feel like we can basically just toss it aside and do whatever we want, to me, is bonkers.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, interesting development yesterday. I just don't know if you heard or not, but the race for the Michigan Republican Party chair is now down to three. Scott Greenlee, the political consultant from Grand Rapids, dropped out and endorsed Michonne Maddock. So now it's Senator Jim Runstead and the former ambassador to Fiji, John Sella. I met him on Friday night in Boyne City, and pretty interesting guy. But going to be an interesting state convention, February 21st, 22nd. Have you heard anything at all from your connections, your folks, who you're possibly leaning toward supporting if you are a precinct delegate going to Detroit?
You know, I've heard a little bit here and a little bit there. I try to kind of stay out of that, the minutia of some of that.
Right.
It's interesting to see who's falling towards which candidate. It looks like Michonne Maddock sort of has kind of the lead, if you will, right now. You know, I know the Maddox have been involved, you know, in politics here in Michigan for a while now. You know, that might be who I would lean towards. But honestly, I don't know enough about each of these candidates that are running for that position.
Right.
What I do know is that there definitely needs to be stronger leadership for the My GOP. Whomever that happens to be has got to have the guts to stand up for all these things that we've just been talking about and getting them done. Not just talking about them, but getting them done. That's kind of my biggest thing with a lot of these politicians is you can talk, 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 but we want to see the walk. We want to see some action. And we're seeing that at the federal level right now, just in the 14, 15 days or whatever that Trump has been president. That's the action I think many voters want to see from their next administration here in Michigan. And hopefully that starts with the chair of the MyGOP.
Yeah, well, Scott Greenlee, who dropped out, is visiting, flying to Washington today to speak with President Trump, and I don't think it's probably going to be a situation. I think he's going to get involved, probably endorse Michonne, and that's going to put a big, heavy weight on the scale as far as what happens at the state convention, but we'll see. I'm not fully behind her because of her political consultant. She's hired John Yab of Strategic National. I've been very vocal against him charging $2 million a year every election cycle to be the political consultant just to advise the state party. And I think that $2 million bucks could be spent better used as donations from us, we the people.
Yeah, that's a lot of money for an opinion on something, to be honest.
Yeah,
not
absolutely.
To say that he's not a smart fellow. I don't know the guy at all. But
yeah.
That seems like an exorbitant amount of money. To do something that other people are already doing in other states that can be emulated. Scott Pressler is one I can think of from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You know, so I that seems like a lot of money to me, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, winter is here, but you're open at both locations. I got a text message again. Please have him give the hours of operations at the locations. Would greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, we'll do that one more time. So we're 7 days a week, Monday through Friday. We're 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. We go a little bit later Friday night. Saturday and Sunday, we do breakfast 8 to noon. Sunday, we do brunch till 2. And then we're open till about 10, 11 o'clock on Saturdays and Sundays.
Very good. Excellent. We got it in. Good job. Good job. All right, sir. We appreciate you and probably be seeing you maybe on Friday.
Sounds good. Thank you as always.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news.